أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين صدق الله العظيم.
This is ayat number 6 of Surah Al-Hujurat, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some specific guidelines. Above it was at the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke on the rights specifically or directed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the person would not do anything, he would not advance to do anything before the explicit permission from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some direction to the believers that in daily life, whenever any information comes your way, then do not act upon that information, do not haste to execute any plans until you do not research, verify, authenticate the information, the news that you have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O those that have brought iman, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَى, if a fasiq, any transgressor, if a sinner has to come to you with any news, any information, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, then investigate, authenticate, verify the information, أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ, lest you will harm a people with ignorance. فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ, and you will be regretful over your actions. The backdrop to the revelation of this ayah was that Haris bin Dirar, he was the leader of his tribe Banu al-Mustaliq. He was the father of Sayyidatuna Juwayriya radiallahu anha. He comes to Medina Munawwara. Harith radiallahu anhu, he comes and he embraces the deen of Islam, becomes a sahabi. For his him being a leader of his tribe, he strikes a deal with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inshaAllah, when I go back home, then I will invite my people also to the deen of Islam. And since we have embraced the deen, zakat has to be payable on a yearly basis. So if it's possible that you send a person from Medina Munawwara, a sahabi, and he will come and collect the zakat, I will collect the zakat on behalf of the tribe from every person and have it ready. So on a specific day of the calendar, Islamic calendar, if this person can make his appearance, if he can come, I will hand over the zakat to him. So Haris radiallahu anhu goes back to his people, gives them da'wat, they become Muslim, and they are very ecstatic, they are excited that this is the first year we are going to be paying our zakat, discharging our zakat. They gathered the zakat, they handed it over to the leader, Haris radiallahu anhu. There was some excitement in the air that we are going to be paying zakat, and a sahabi of Medina Munawwara, an envoy, is coming to collect it. So they were very happy about this. So very close to the date of that stipulated day, the time that they had appointed for the payment of the zakat, they went out of the city to pay the zakat out of welcome and a note of to welcome the messenger, or rather the sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were happy, so that's why they go out. Medina Munawwara, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realizes the date. He sends Walid bin Uqba radiallahu anhu that go to these people and collect the zakat. So Walid bin Uqba leaves and he's heading in this direction, but he's a little bit skeptical in going to these people and collecting zakat, because he knew back in the days of Jahiliyyah and ignorance, there were old skirmishes, battles with me and these people. So the moment he comes very close to the city, he sees them on the outskirts of the city. So he becomes very apprehensive that it seems like these people want to kill me. They don't want to pay their zakat. So he makes a U-turn and he rushes to Medina Munawwara.
comes to Medina Munawwara. Nabi says, oh, Walid bin Uqba, what happened? So he says, Ya Rasulullah, you wouldn't believe. Innal Harith mana'ani az-zaka wa arada qatli. Harith radiallahu anhu, he refused to pay his zakat. He refused, didn't want to pay it. And he had evil intentions of killing and assassinating me. So Nabi says, okay. He called Khalid radiallahu anhu, made him the leader of the delegation. And Khalid radiallahu anhu is not an ordinary sahabi. He is Saifullah, the sword of Allah. So Nabi sends him with a group of sahaba. They are going in the direction of Banu al-Mustaliq. As they approach, they leave Medina Munawwara. They can see a group of people in the distance. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Khalid radiallahu anhu that listen, Walid bin Uqba, according to him, these people intended to kill him. Meaning they wanted to settle old scores. They wanted to take his life. So just authenticate, verify the information before you take any drastic measures and before you act on this information. So he's heading in that direction and then he sees these people. Eventually they meet up. So Harith radiallahu anhu sees him and says, oh Khalid, ma sha'nuk, where are you heading to? So he says, Ilik, I've been sent to you. He says, to me, I know you are Saifullah, you only head on a mission. So he says, no, Nabi Sam sent me to investigate, and if there's any, if the information is correct, then I need to wage jihad and a war against you. So he says, what are you talking about? He says, he sent Walid bin Uqba, you refused to pay zakat, he wanted to kill him. So he says, Wallahi ma ra'ituhu batta wala atani. He didn't come to me, I didn't even see him. What are you talking about? So Nabi Khalid radiallahu anhu takes him to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks Harith, what happened? So he says, nothing. Your delegation didn't come, so I didn't pay the zakat. And I said that I knew that there is no backtracking on your word. And if you didn't send someone to collect, maybe you're upset with me. So I decided to set out on this journey and pay it on my own accord. So I came to Medina Munawwara to pay it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this incident was this ayah revealed, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he could authenticate and verify even the information of the sahaba radiallahu anhum, how more important it is for us as the ummah to authenticate and verify information of people around us in society. Even a sahabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to authenticate it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives very general advice. There's no implication directly to this incident. That is why the wording in the verse is, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقْ, that if a sinner comes. So there's no implication on the sahaba. But it's general for the ummah, that any information come your way, do not act on it until you don't take necessary measures. There are checks and balances in place to avoid any discord, any problems in society. One person from Durban, he was in Umrah. We knew he fell very ill and sick. But the messages were going around that Fulan bin Fulan, so and so has passed away. Please read Kul Wallahu Ahad three times and pass the Isali Sawab. So everyone read it and passed the Isali Sawab. Few hours later, people, they meet up with the family. They say, what's the latest? He said, no, Alhamdulillah, he's just discharged from hospital. He's feeling much better. So he came back. He also read that WhatsApp that was going around. So one alim told him that Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give you Isali Thawab while you were alive also. So he got his Isali Sawab and he's got du'as from the entire people. But the lesson for us is be careful. Unfortunately nowadays, especially with social media, for some reason we want to be the first to relay, to pass on that message. So we want to quickly send the message, but we have not verified. We're not linked to the mayyit. We heard something, we received something. Do not start passing on these messages. And the best part is nowadays people will send out that message and at the bottom they will write, forwarded as received. Forwarded as received does not absolve you of the sin of relaying that message if it is incorrect. Why? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kafa bil mar'i kadiban ayyuhaditha bi kulli ma sami'a. Sufficient to classify a person a liar that he relays whatever he hears. So forwarded as received is not sufficient to absolve us. Therefore, very, very important advice. فَتَبَيَّنُوا, that authenticate and verify. So the lesson is, in English they would say, that do not trust everything you see. For verily salt looks like sugar. Whatever you see, don't just be gullible and accept it. Verify. The important lesson, if we have to act on this divine information or guideline from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will see a lot of harmony. There will be a harmonious society. There will be piety in our families, in our circles. But if we do not adhere to this, then this will lead to discord. It leads to problems. It leads to ill feelings in society. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the ability that we verify any information before forwarding it. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.